brought to you by Penguin.
Raising a Happier Mother, written and read by me, Anna Martha. Introduction. This is not a parenting book. You won't find any parenting tips. Instead, I'm going to help you gain the headspace, rest, and confidence you need in order to be the best version of yourself you can be. I am not a parenting therapist who provides advice on how to parent, what to do, and what to say. Instead, I am a therapist to parents. I work with mothers, supporting them in developing more confidence, inviting balance, and nurturing self-insight. Because in my experience, as we turn the focus on our own well-being, our parenting can flourish too. For we are far more able to anchor, nurture, nourish, and instill confidence in our children when we ourselves are more anchored, nurtured, nourished, and confident. This is a journey that is changing my life and my approach to motherhood, and I am going to share it all with you so that you too can benefit from the insight and approaches that are bringing more balance into my parenting. Have you picked up this book in the hope it will be the one to offer the magic solution to make the parenting journey a little smoother? Or do you feel a bit lost in motherhood and are craving ways to strengthen your identity or your voice? Maybe you're tired of questioning whether you're doing enough. Or perhaps you just want confirmation you're doing a good job. Whatever led you to picking up my book, I'm very glad you're here. I have so many brilliant parenting books on my shelf. Even buying them somehow made me feel like I was doing something positive. But no matter how much I read or how huge my parenting toolbox became, when the challenging moments arose, as they often do, I found it hard to actually respond in the way that I wanted to. A tidal wave of guilt and shame would follow. I'd kiss my children to bed, promising to do better the next day. There has to be another way, I thought. I began to realise that the issue didn't lie with the advice I was seeking. There was no panacea for how to truly nail it, no golden book to top all others. The challenge was that I had ploughed every ounce of my headspace and energy into being everything I believed I should be as a mother, and I was beating myself up each time I failed. The pressure I was putting on myself was leaving me weighed down by burnout, guilt, anxiety, and feelings of not being good enough. I tried to be a brilliant mother, but the gap between how everyone saw me and how I felt or acted behind closed doors became more cavernous the longer and harder I tried. Perfectionism does not translate to motherhood, I have learned. It is a costly pursuit for which I paid a high price. I see this echoed in my clinical work and in the many conversations I have daily with the women I encounter. We are all striving to do the best we can for our children. Yet most of us are parenting with a constant nagging undercurrent of doubt about whether we are enough. And I've had enough of this exhausting pursuit for me, for you, for all of us. I'm a psychotherapist and a mother to three. After working for years in general psychotherapy practices, I embarked upon motherhood. By my son's first birthday, I was excited to discover I was pregnant again. My second journey into motherhood was a drastically different experience to my first. My baby suffered from undiagnosed silent reflux, and for long stretches of time, it felt impossible to comfort him or lull him into a much-needed sleep. This led to chronic sleep deprivation for me, so much so that at some points I hallucinated. I sunk into a deep, seemingly hopeless depression and felt utterly de-skilled as a mother, a therapist, and a human. I remember specifically the moment I reapplied mascara over salty, stinging eyes brimming with tears that had not yet dried. I was getting ready to face the world. I layered on my mask of "I'm fine, thanks," lest anyone question my love or my ability to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?